Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick Red Sox break here. We'll get back to the Patriots at high noon. Patriots Monday. Mike Vrabel has discussed Ramondre Stevenson's fumbling issues. He did it last night after the game. He did it this morning with the Greg Hill Show. He just wrapped up speaking to the media moments ago. You'll hear some of that coming up in just a little bit. Will's right. Horrible base running last night.
Oh, my God. Getting
Duran,
thrown out the plate by like a mile.
Duran asleep, getting picked off. Right. Romy, horrible send, getting nailed at the plate. Their defense wasn't any better. I mean, Bregman, we want to get on Trevor Story for some of his errors last week. Like, that throw by Bregman, I don't get why you got to bounce that. And he bounces everything. He bounces every throw to first, seemingly. I don't get why you got to bounce that. I think it still could have been picked behind home plate. But that was frustrating. Early came out, hit, walk. Next thing you know, he's in trouble.
Uh-huh.
Red Sox are starting to narrow the gap a little bit after Matz allows a home run. And they come right back out and give it away. Cora went to Zach Kelly for a second inning, which never made sense. He gagged it away. Totally wasn't any better. So the Red Sox do win 2 out of 3.
Right.
But last night, given that Houston had already lost and Cleveland finally lost, last night felt like a game you kind of needed. And with 6 to go, they're only 1 up in the wild card. They do hold the tiebreaker with both Cleveland and Houston, so maybe it's more like 2.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't feel great with the effort they gave last night. That was a big one to go take.
Yeah.
And not only did they lose and they didn't take it, but they just were poor fundamentally and tight.
Yeah, like they kind of know where they're at. I felt that way a couple nights back with the game that Trevor Story had, like the 2 throwing errors. You're like, are they really freaking out?
That was the day game against Oakland?
That was the, yes. Yeah, where you're like, oh man, like is this now in their heads where like they could see how close they are to the end of the season and they could see their lead like dwindling and dwindling and dwindling. Now it's not like the Tigers. It's not like you had this giant lead and you've been playing with your hands around your neck for like the last month. It's not like that, but still, it hasn't been ideal. You're making it. It's going to be a photo finish, it feels like, at the very least. And so going into it, I wanted them just to take the series. You know, I didn't think they were going to sweep Tampa, even though I know Tampa's not a playoff team. But you're like, all right, just win the series. Yeah, when you win the first 2, though, you're like, all right, let's go ahead and go ahead and sweep the series.
But there's something to be said for losing. And then there's something to be like, early comes out. He can't get any outs before he loads the bases.
Yep.
A tight throw from Bregman. Boneheaded decisions on the bases, boneheaded decision by the manager to go back to Zach Kelly.
Well,
so like, it was an off day. Like, you don't need to lean on Zach Kelly going into an off day. You don't. In a one-run game, you don't need to do that. So, yeah, I just didn't like, from the start to the end to the execution in between, they didn't feel dialed in. And with 6 games to go, they should be dialed in.
Well, also, early, we had sort of said, all right, 1 great start, 2 great starts. Happened to be against the same team with a lot of rest. But you're like, all right, I'll take it, right? A great start to his career. What does he look like against somebody else?
He
settled down at least a little bit, but it was like, oh, man. And because you might need to rely on him this season. I don't know what his role is going to be in the playoffs, but he's scheduled to start the penultimate game of the regular season at home against Detroit this Saturday. So if that's like a must-win game, how you feel about early now compared to 2 days ago? A little
not as
different.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different.
Not as good. So that fourth starter is not settled. Like, if early falls apart, Harrison had 1 good start. If he gets another one, maybe it shifts to him. I think I want Tolley in the bullpen. I don't think they have an ideal fourth starter, but whatever. 2 and 3 are pitching like crap right now. Crochet really didn't pitch great either.
Nope.
So
they at least won that game, which we said was a must win because he was on the mound
correct.
And you had just lost the day before. So that was a must win. They won it. They scored a bunch of runs that game. That was Friday.
Well, eventually they scored.
Durant hit
the home run to put them in front. Then the floodgates opened. But like that was feeling like another one of these games where they couldn't
touch
score.
And go.
And so, they were tight.
So three with Toronto, three with Detroit. And everyone's going to go once. Giolito's going to go twice. That's what you're looking at right now. So Giolito needs a good one tonight.
It's shaping up that Tigers. No, is it tonight or tomorrow? When's their next game?
I'm sorry, tomorrow.
Yeah, because I think today's the off day. But that Tigers series is shaping up as a potential like win and get in for both teams. Cleveland's only a game back at Detroit now.
Cleveland's insane. They won both games of a doubleheader on Saturday, and then I was shocked that they lost yesterday.
And Cleveland has the tiebreaker with Detroit.
So they start a three-game series with Detroit today. If they win one, they win the season series.
I'm sorry. So as of now, they're winning the season series. I guess that's not decided. But okay, like that.
So they begin a three-game series tonight, those two?
Tuesday.
So they have the same off night. That's incredible.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, the Tigers played two teams they got to hold off in theory, and they're playing like garbage.
Yeah.
So, look, there's a lot of different the good news is there's a lot of different ways to get in. Detroit could fall out. Houston could fall out. Cleveland could fall out.
Based on percentage
how
chances.
How far back are they of the Yankees? Two?
The Red Sox are three.
It's three now. Okay, sorry. So,
the Yankees, forget about the
Yankees. That ship has probably sailed, yeah.
Yeah, you're fighting for the second, third, or not even being in the playoffs. Like, that's kind of what you're dealing with.
Yep.
But if they're the second, at least you get that series against the Yankees right off the rip.
It's true.
Now, unfortunately, it'd be in New York, but that would be pretty amazing.
Are they going to blow it, Keith?
No.
No?
No.
Okay.
No, they're not.
I will tell you, I feel better coming in today than I did on Friday.
I kind of think now, so the playoff odds, which we've always sort of pointed at and been like, how do they come up with these and like, how are these accurate? The Red Sox are at 89.7. The Tigers are 85.2.
Wow.
So as of today, the Red Sox have a better chance of making it than the Tigers. So Detroit ends the season. They're only up by one game on Cleveland, as you guys said. They have three with Cleveland, three with Boston. And they have lost 9 of their last 10. I think Detroit's going to be out.
They might.
I'd be more fearful of Detroit than if I was the other teams.
And that's a team we were talking about as a World Series contender like a month ago.
Right, and be like, oh, like they swept you. They got Scooble. Like, what do you do there? Like, they might not even be a problem.
Arguably the best team in the AL all year. Look, the math is, if you go 3-3, just go .500 this week, that means Cleveland and Houston, or even Detroit, are going to have to go 5-1 or something like that. Like, just go .500 this week.
Because Houston's lost three in a row. So that's
lost Yordan Alvarez.
Because Detroit and Cleveland could both make it and you could make it.
Correct.
Yeah. So that's possible. Houston has...
Go .500 this week. Go 3-3 this week and you should get in. Just don't go 1-5, 2-4
and open
the door. Just go .500 and you should get in. I don't know that I fully trust him to do it.
A little nervous.
But that's the math.
The Astros have the A's and the Angels. So of all the teams, final six, that's pretty good.
A's are heating up. A's are heating up, though. We just
saw it. Strong.
Yeah, it's true.
That's right. And it's in Sacramento. Nobody wants to see
that. Oh, yeah. That's dangerous.
Yeah.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.